Russia's ambassador to the United States, Anatoly Antonov, told Russian media that the risk of a clash between America and Russia was high. Antonov compared the state of U.S.-Russia relations to an ice age and warned it was hard to say when talks between the two sides could resume. He told the Russian state-run TASS news agency that Washington needed time to realize the futility of its policy towards Moscow. Earlier, Moscow accused the U.S. of fighting a proxy war against Russia. The accusations came after Washington boosted military support for Ukraine and hosted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the White House and the U.S. Congress. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters that the latest U.S. support package, which includes the highly sought-after Patriot missile defense system, was, in his words, not conducive to a speedy settlement. The White House announced a further $1.85 billion in aid, including, for the first time, Patriot air defense missiles to protect Ukraine's infrastructure, already crippled by Russian attacks. In Europe, the Netherlands was among other countries announcing Friday it would support Ukraine next year with €2.5 billion in military aid as well as support for reconstruction of the war-torn nation. Russia has said the military support by the West could escalate the war, but the Secretary General of the NATO Military Alliance, Jens Stoltenberg, disagrees.
So if we want a negotiated solution that ensures that Ukraine prevails as a sovereign independent nation, the best way, the fastest way to achieve that is to support them militarily. So President Putin understands that he cannot win on the battlefield, but has to sit down and negotiate in good faith.
As air raid sirens were heard in several parts of Ukraine on Friday, President Zelensky was back at work in Ukraine following his trip to the United States. Kiev said Russia's military seems determined to ensure that millions of people will freeze this winter without access to electricity or other means to stay warm. But with Moscow running out of missiles, Russia is reportedly seeking military support from other nations, including Iran and North Korea. However, North Korea's foreign ministry denied reports it supplied munitions to Russia, calling it groundless, and denounced the United States for providing lethal weapons to Ukraine. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.